Adults talk a lot about Pennsylvania's system for funding public education, but students are rarely asked to confront and think about the wide gaps between what different districts spend and what that means for their education. Toward that end, some Philadelphia high school students recently took a peculiar field trip. Their destination wasn't a museum or an amusement park, rather, another school. It was a trip to a wealthy suburban district just outside the city to see how the other half learns. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron tagged along and offers this story.
You can find the story of Pennsylvania's education funding system carved into Hakeem Thompson's biceps. Thompson, a senior at Kensington Health Sciences Academy, is a middle linebacker on the football team. And because it can't afford its own field, the squad practices on a crooked patch of grass behind a neighboring high school.
Our field is, like, not good at all. We play on rocks and everything on our field.
Thompson lifts up his sleeves to reveal a collection of bruises and scars. And classmate Ruth Andahar's eyes grow wide.
Yo, that's it. Yo, you got something over here.
And that's all for playing on that field?
Yeah.
When I first meet Thompson and Andahar, we're barreling northwest on a school bus. Our destination is Methacton High School in suburban Montgomery County. Methacton is one of the wealthiest districts in Pennsylvania. Median income is about $100,000, and the district spends nearly $20,000 on each of its students every year, most of whom are white and Asian. Per pupil spending in Philadelphia is about $6,000 less, and the kids from Kensington, who are almost entirely black and Latino, have especially high hurdles to leap, coming from a neighborhood that has one of the city's worst crime rates. And that's the very point of this trip, to show students in one of the state's most cash-strapped school districts what it looks like to attend school in one of Pennsylvania's richest enclaves.
This town looks way bigger than ours. And their fields.
It's like a so like 10 of our schools.
Listen, please, one of the things you can't be here is shy today, because I don't think you're going to get a lot out of it.
When the students arrive at Methacton, they're greeted by A.J. Maida. He's a social studies teacher and the man behind this grand experiment. Maida decided this year to do a unit with his students on school funding in Pennsylvania, and there's a lot there. Because the vast majority of state aid isn't distributed based on need, the amount districts can spend on education relies heavily on the wealth of their local taxpayers. The result is a funding system that some experts consider one of the least equitable in the country.
Take notice of what our facilities look like and what money does in education. That's the goal for today, okay?
After attending a class with Methacton students in the morning, the group of Kensington students heads over to the cafeteria for lunch. And on the way, they pass a big wall of windows looking out over an artificial turf football field that Methacton installed over the summer. Hakeem Thompson beelines towards the glass, smiling and shaking his head. He doesn't say a whole lot, but his classmate, Ibrahim Abdelghani, fills the silence.
Every sport, they have their own field. We only have, like, one field for everything. So it's kind of, like, surprising how they get treated, like, different from us.
And the rest of the day goes a lot like this. The Kensington kids see something bright and shiny. The arts wing, the gymnasium, the library. Or they're told about all the things the Methacton students have that they don't. An academic help center, a school librarian, a dense catalog of courses that go way beyond the tested subjects. Some students, like Maritza Mancibo, react with awe and excitement like they're seeing something out of a movie.
In a way, it's like High School Musical. Everywhere you go, it's like something new.
Other times, though, the reactions drip with disappointment. At one point, Maida leads the students to a deck overlooking the school's pool. And down below, a class of Methacton kids are splashing about, while the Kensington kids crack jokes that sound a lot of times like laments. Hakeem Thompson points to a canoe bobbing in the water.
Forget the pool, we can't even afford the boat.
The canoe?
Meanwhile, Victoria Figueroa and Ruth Andahar talk out loud about transferring.
The whole school in general, like, it's huge. They have everything.
They do.
How do you guys feel about that?
I feel trashy. I feel deprived.
Shuffling alongside the group is James Williams, who can understand the divide between these two schools in a way very few can. He's the principal at Kensington, but his daughter attends Methacton.
I tell my daughter all the time, it is daddy's goal to create a school that she's jealous of, that she wished she could attend the school where daddy works.
Williams admits that's just not possible right now with the way the funding system works. It's frustrating, it's unfair, but Williams has decided he can't just throw his hands up. So he's gotten creative, and through some private partnerships, the school now boasts a new dental training lab and an incoming pharmacy tech program.
If I'm going to sit around and wait for legislators to straighten this thing out, I'll be grayer than I already am. I don't even think that's humanly possible. I mean, what else can we possibly do?
On the ride home, I find Hakeem Thompson, the middle linebacker at the back of the bus, and I ask him about that sparkling turf football field that looked like a college stadium. It was impressive, he admits, but it's made him realize something about the field he had to play on.
Like, our field is uneven, it has glass, it has rocks on it. It's really dangerous playing on that field, but we get tougher from playing on it. And, like, when you're playing on a regular field, when we getting hit, it's like nothing.
Yes, sometimes the playing fields are uneven, literally. But the story written on Hakeem Thompson's arms isn't just the story of inequality. It's the story of the kids who are working to overcome it. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.